Idiosyncrasies, bum, bum.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Jared and Landon.
Hello.
And we're back after another hiatus because of somebody.
Hey, I am not the only...
one or two of them.
I was only responsible for one of them, and because I was sick, okay?
Nope.
Because
for one, and then you also didn't do another. We're both responsible for, like, two.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're here. And
where?
Some of us. And we're doing... all right, so let's start with music, and then we'll get into conversations. Jared, Okay. Kick us off.
These nuts. Number one, Resignation by Paul Cauthen. Cauthen. It's been stuck in my head all day.
Got it.
Okay.
Jared?
I had another one. Love of My Life, Queen.
Great song. You want the live version or?
I don't really care.
Okay. Buzzin' or smack.
And one more just for kicks, Ape Man by the Kinks.
Nice.
Oh, you want the 2014 remix?
I want the Lola versus Power Man and the Money Ground.
What'd you call me?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, I have a couple because it's been like 6 years. First one is Another Day by Paul McCartney.
That sounds made up.
No, it's not. another one is going to be... Oh, shit, what was it? What was it? The song that... Oh, The Boxer by... It's a minute ago, Foucault.
I used to have a boxer.
She briefs? Died.
She did.
She did die.
She did die. That is true.
And then, shit, I can't think of any of this songs. Oh, Night Drive by Gaudier.
Got ye.
I've been listening to that one nonstop. And then one more because I'm just feeling I'm feeling lucky.
I'm feeling lucky.
Jared, please.
Gavin or Google or Gavin.
Oh my God, that's fun.
That
oh,
that's
fine, get back by the Beatles. That's
why is he... Yeah, hey Jared, why are you raving right now?
Yeah, he's going hard.
We're in the fucking Willy Wonka tunnel, bro.
He's the one who's in the Cyber City.
No earthly way of knowing.
Throw my Hawkeye lighting.
Oh, there we go.
All right, Trey.
All right, so my songs are Disease by Beartooth.
Too soon.
Disease Nuts.
Got it. 44 by Trey Jones Street Corner Thieves, .44. Oh.
Wait, what? Oh, like, okay.
Yeah.
At the caliber.
Like, 44 caliber.
Who's it by?
Like, the caliber.
Tejon Street Corner Thieves?
That's not a real name.
A made-up name.
Yeah, it's made up as fuck.
I'm probably saying it wrong, but...
They definitely took a translator and just was like... They typed it like, hello, my name is, and then...
My name is who?
Name is... Okay, is that it?
And then... Arabella, Arctic Monkeys. I don't think I've done that one yet.
Fuck, that one's been hitting me recently. That was like one of the first Arctic Monkey songs I ever heard. Same. And I just played it nonstop. And that's when I got super into Arctic Monkeys. And it just reawakened me like a month ago.
I don't know what it was either. But like I think I heard Are You Mine again recently. And I was like, oh, I'm jamming with that.
That's a good song. I love Are You Mine. That's probably the first one I ever heard.
I just like Arctic Monkeys.
honestly, Are You Mine might have been the very first one because it's in an episode of Bates Motel when Norman Bates' brother driving and it's on the radio and I was like, damn, that song kind of slaps. And I looked it up and it was Arctic Monkeys.
I have not seen
Bates Motel again.
Yeah, that's been a long, that's probably like 2015, 2016 since I last saw that. I haven't seen any of like the new season. I think I saw season one and then like half of season two. I don't remember anything, so I'm going to have to rewatch all of it.
I'm speaking of watching things and the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Third new like documentary thing came out. I'm probably going to watch it tomorrow.
I watched it. It's really good. Yeah, that's all I have to say about it. I loved it. I watched every bit of it. A lot of people are complaining about it because they don't realize it's a documentary, not a movie. So they're like,
yeah.
Well, why are they? They're just sitting there playing There's music.
No fucking plot.
Yeah. So I was like, I want them to cut out the gems and like that. Then watch. There's a movie version of it that came out in the 70s. Watch that. That's kind of the whole point of this, is because that literally covered nothing. So
watch Across the Universe.
Yeah, I need shut to watch down that.
Yeah, shut up and watch good. And watch A Hard Day's Night. Shit's good, but it did leave us. It will leave you on a cliffhanger.
A documentary just, will leave you on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I know. For part two.
God, I hope none of my favorite characters die.
Yeah. God, spoiler. I hope
John Lennon lives. I'm wondering what's next for Paul McCartney's career.
No spoilers.
He'll go on to make Christmas music.
Spoiler, he will. But no, it was really good. It was really good. They it's kind of, I really enjoy like seeing them play music that never released and then got later releases like solo stuff. Like you hear like George playing All Things Must Pass and or All Things Must Pass and Isn't a Pity, and then Paul plays Another Day and stuff like that. It's like, oh, that's really cool. That's why Another Day and Get Back were like really stuck in my head this week, just because it was such a good documentary. I really enjoyed it. They're fucking funny. Like there's multiple times where I laughed. And then George the entire time was bitching. Like the entire time he was bitching. But yeah.
Should I get that fucking camera off me? So you're twirling my mustache and I see my face on the big screen. Yeah, because like it's like all footage and they recolorized it and pumped it up, didn't they? Yeah, I'll have to watch that.
They colorized it. They also, I don't know what it's called, but they like took the footage and like high whatever. Mm-hmm. They made it look nice. I'm getting rid of the background. It was fucking annoying. Yeah, they made it look nice. I will say that I did notice a couple like audio issues. Like sometimes I don't know if like, if it was using like separate video and audio like recording like the camera whatever and then like a separate audio device or if it was all in one, but most likely separate. But like sometimes there are some areas where they're like they're singing and then the audio is a little bit delayed or vice versa. That's the only problem I noticed. I didn't really notice anything like video wise. It looks really good. It's like it's old footage, so you can only do so much with, you know, trying to high res it, but I think they did pretty good. So yeah, so far I really like it. And hopefully the next two parts hold up, you know. Yeah.
I was telling Trey yesterday that I watched Tick Tick Boom, which is Andrew Garfield's telling of John Larson who wrote Rent, and it's honestly it was pretty good. I was like, it's a little long. But, like, if you like musicals, you'll like it. But, yeah, it's pretty good.
I need to watch that. I need to watch Rent again. I've only ever watched Rent once, but, like, I really liked it.
Joe West. Detective
yeah, I was
going to
say, it's
Joe
got
West.
Joe West in it.
Joe Mama. I have not seen Rent in years. It's probably been, like, a good 10 years since I've seen it.
Yeah, it's same, been actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, so today's Black Friday. How was everybody's Thanksgiving yesterday?
It was good. I ate food.
Well, that's good.
I told Trey yesterday, but I'll share the story for everyone. So I had to work during Thanksgiving, so I didn't get to go home. And I worked 10 to 12. So I pretty much didn't do anything before work, went to work, got off work. And then I was like, damn, I have zero food in my house. And I usually go to Target because it's the closest to me. And Target's closed on Thanksgiving. So I was like, you know what? There's a Kroger not too far. I'll go there. Get there. They don't have any hand baskets because they get stolen too much. So they just said, we're not going to do hand baskets anymore. Could not find a single shopping cart. It was a disaster. So I was like, damn, guess I'm going to try to restock my kitchen with what I can carry in two hands. And that turned out to be a gallon of milk, a half gallon of pumpkin eggnog, a little container of like the Deli Fresh honey roasted turkey, and a box of Little Debbie Christmas trees. So got back, ate ramen noodles Absolute for dinner.
Smack meal.
A meal of the gods.
That's a meal of the gods right there.
Yeah. Okay, how was yours?
It was all right. I had my dinner on Monday because Dylan had to work Thursday. So Dylan and my dad both had to work Thursday.
That's just a dinner, not even Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, we had our Thanksgiving dinner on Monday.
Excuse me. And then,
you had a dinner on Monday.
I had a dinner on Monday. Like, I know it's not what we're talking about, but I felt it was important to share.
I too also had dinner on Monday, but I don't go around saying that's Thanksgiving.
I don't go around bragging about it.
Just gonna start telling everyone anytime I eat real food for dinner, I had Thanksgiving dinner last night.
Anytime I don't eat out from now on. Yeah, I had Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I had Thanksgiving three times this week.
Christmas is coming up. I can't wait for Christmas dinner. Let me tell you.
I have that in like July.
Yeah.
Christmas dinner is when I violate the table and act like the Grinch. That's Christmas.
And then after that, I fuck with toys.
Yep.
Hmm.
Like, elaborate. How exactly do you fuck with toys?
No, you eat
fuck
the food.
Fuck with toys and, or fuck with toys?
Like, you fuck with them. You know,
that was
like,
not
I did not answer a single question I had.
Fucking with
anything,
them.
It raised more.
Here's a toy. You fuck with it. That wasn't a toy. I don't have toys up here. Where's my Master Chief? I have a Master Chief.
You're gonna fuck Master Chief.
Oh shit, his arm.
So here's a fun little story. So got an Amazon package.
Cool, next story. Sorry.
Got back. Opened the Amazon package. There's this little bag with black fabric in it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Open it up. There's a tiny little black thong and a tiny black lingerie, like Nike type thing. So get ready to see that on stream next Friday.
Oh,
Idiosyncrasies.
Yeah.
What the fuck I'm gonna do with this? So I just put it in the box of storage with all the other miscellaneous Amazon finds I get.
Yeah, ladies night.
I sent a picture to a couple people. I was like, what the fuck? Why did I get this? And then they're like, yeah, okay. I was like, I'm more of a cheetah print man.
I bet a lady's gonna be really confused when she gets like a bunch of like video producing like
she gets like a box of cameras and lenses. Like, I didn't order this.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll use it somehow.
One of us got off a lot better in that switch, and it wasn't me.
Oh, it definitely was you, Jared. Gotta get out of your comfort zone.
I'll put it on right now.
Unfortunately, Balth, I don't think that's ever going to happen. I'd get terms of service by Twitch pretty quickly on that one.
False
do a private false stream on Discord.
Oh, there we go.
I'll flash my ball. For our audio listeners, Balthazord said, Idiosyncrasies Ball Cam Edition. My favorite like position in basketball is the ball cam boy. Both of you tilted your heads the same fucking time. Damn, I'm gonna have to go back and clip that.
I clipped it, don't worry.
Wow.
The ball cam boy.
I don't know about that one. I don't know.
I did that for five years. I was talking to Dylan the other day because like I went back and watched the wheezing at Applebee's episode or the clip of it. And I was like, I told Dylan, I was like, yeah, I have a litmus test for my jokes now. Like, if I if it gets quiet, I don't say anything. I just let that breathe, and I just let it sit there with whatever comment was made. And then if Jared doubles over, like, if I see Jared leave the camera, I know I told a good joke.
You have, like, a button. You have, like, a hotkey to the clip.
Yeah. It's like, once I see Jared go out of frame, I clip.
Yeah. Can you do that? Are you able to hotkey a clip?
Probably not.
Damn.
I mean, maybe, but, like...
Maybe it's, like, a Stream Deck or whatever the fuck those things are fucking called.
Yeah. Hey, Elgato, I don't use Streamlabs, so, like, if you want to hit us up, we're not scummy.
I used to use Streamlabs, but I have shitty internet.
I noclip all the time. You can too with this tip.
I
know this trick.
Excuse me, ma'am. You can't do that. They don't know another trick. I'm gonna fucking murder everyone in this room.
What was the one? I don't even remember what it was now, but it was like, oh, it was Nintendo. Nintendo's Joy-Cons. It's like, yeah, so Nintendo. My Joy-Con is drifting. Yeah. They don't know I know this trick. I want my Joy-Con repair. Okay. Just like send it in. Like, and like the guy's just like, I read the terms and conditions. Like, I just told you can send it in. Like, no big deal. That happens all the time.
Oh, I'm glad to announce my TikTok that I made.
Oh, that was so fucking funny.
It has five. Focus. That's second focus. 523 views and 43 likes.
Nice.
So proud of you.
I had the Velveeta mac and cheese.
I had some of the Velveeta mac and cheese.
Oh, that was so fucking funny.
Yeah, and I realized too after it, Rain pointed out that I had some of the Velvet's mac and cheese in the description. You can't change it. No, why is that not an option? Why is that not an option? Why do I have to delete the video because I misspelled something? That's stupid. That's stupid.
That's stupid. I don't want to delete my banger TikTok just because
I made art and you're judging me for my stupidity. Not cool. But I had to record that. Like, I cannot keep a face. I cannot keep a straight face. I laugh.
You could see it kind of that. Yeah, you were starting to crack, but
you can kind of see it at the end where I'm like, I had some. I was like, it's not even funny, but like I'm laughing at it. But like I had it recorded like three or four times. I'm just like, fuck.
The next one you need to do is the one where it's like, where's the cheese? It's under the sauce. Where's the fucking cheese? It's under the sauce.
I had the.
It's a Chicago pizza. It's under the sauce.
It's under the sauce. I also had to like time it too because like there's multiple times where like you'll only say like one or two words, but he says like a whole sentence. So I'm trying to cram in. I had some of the multiple times. But like yeah, I had to like study. I had to understand the craft.
Yeah.
I will say I give a lot more credit to TikTokers. Now I understand the profession, the artwork and the strategy and the timing, and it's a lot of work.
I want to do more with like some of the trends that come up and shit, some of the stupider videos that come up. But every time they come up and I'm like, oh, I should do that one. It's like I'm just in bed laying down scrolling through TikTok. Yeah, you're like, and it's like I don't.
Oh, I could do that.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to get up and do anything.
Yeah, I could do that. And then never touches my phone again.
Nope.
Jared.
It's progressing. I don't.
Yeah. That's a cool septum. Oh, that looked painful.
It smells like pennies.
Like the fucking beginning of Chernobyl. Do you smell metal?
What was I going to say? Facebook has this thing where there was like someone who like posted a bunch of TikToks or whatever. They're like Facebook moms, you know what to do. And it's like a bunch of these TikToks of like these like teenagers to like young adults that all kept on saying that they were teachers and they were going to be very promiscuous towards their eighth grade students. And it was so heavily edited. You can tell that it's like, you know, like where people like took someone's video of them dancing and then just wrote over it, you know, because it's obviously fake. And like I said, yeah, this is fake. I went on the account. They have multiple accounts where it's not the same. They said this is my backup account or this is my third account. They're all completely different random people. They don't have social media. The only thing that they have is a merch store where it's like fucking cheesy, you know, cheesy made, terrible fucking, even worse than Teespring, which I like Teespring, but it's shitty options, you know, just not good designs, not good looks at all. It's fake as fuck. And I write that, I write it in on that Facebook post saying, hey, this is fake, don't attack these girls, attack the accounts, but don't attack the girls. And then this asshole has the audacity, well, how do you know it's fake? I'm like, well, I can fucking tell you. I can tell when the color blue is not red, you know. It's fucking stupid.
It's like one of my favorite
stop being a social justice warrior and just realize that you are believing in something that's not right. I just fucking stupid. Report the account. It's a false account. I'm agreeing with that. You should wholeheartedly do that. I'm just saying, though, don't be fucking headhunting these girls that are just dancing in front of a camera. Fucking stupid. Fucking stupid. I hate Facebook moms. I hate. They all have a fucking agenda. They are literally just doing to get shares, and that's what they're doing. Like, if Facebook did not exist, they'd be like, oh, that's stupid. No, that seriously, if Facebook did not exist, they wouldn't give a fuck. Fucking Facebook moms. God, shut the fuck up. I swear to fucking God. All right,
new merch, Landon against Facebook moms.
I'm doing it. Facebook merch. Facebook mom merch. Dropping it now.
I was against him was so strong.
I switched it to his camera. I was just gonna leave it there to see how long it took. Like, see how long he was gonna go.
I hate him. They're the absolute worst. If they're worse than minion memes. They're worse than fucking. They're worse than Karens. I'm gonna say it. They're worse than Karens.
I gotta say, I've never had such a strong experience with Facebook.
Yeah.
I was gonna go from that story is I love going on Facebook videos that are so clearly like CGI.
Yeah,
people like the ones with the pig walking on the fucking ball, and people are like, "The world never ceases to amaze me." And then like I read all the comments of people who think it's real, and then the random people are just like, "Are you fucking stupid? Like, this is so fake."
I love the ones where they're like pranks. And shit like that, like, but they're very clearly pranks, and you know that everyone's in on it, but it's obviously very fake. Fucking, like, there was one of them where it was like, I'm gonna wear my clothes backwards and put on a wig so it looks like I'm actually facing this way when I'm actually really facing that way. And so they're gonna try and hump me or whatever, and surprise, surprise, I'm gonna be humping them, like shit like that. Like it's so
clearly the best of us.
Don't you hate when you go to hump somebody and they just start humping you?
They hump you. Yeah, shit, fucking
every time.
Here, I'm gonna go on Facebook right now. I'm gonna find it. It's gonna be like within like 5 minutes. Not even.
I rarely use Facebook anymore. I'll scroll through for like 3 seconds, see 30 memes that Patrick has shared. And then get off.
Yeah. Patrick is a beast when it comes to reposting everything he sees.
I fucking today, like, he shared one that was pretty good. And it was just like, it was like a picture of like 3 wise men. Each of them had a green check under them. And then Chad Kroger just with a red X under it. And I was like, God damn it. So I just like, I was like, that's funny. I commented and I was like, I can't believe this is how you reminded me.
Oh, what's this? I'm so curious. I'll give you an audio description. So there's 3 ladies. One of them is like doing this to a tree. So her butt is out, right?
I'm going to give you an audio description. One of the ladies is doing this.
She's got her hands against like a tree, and like there's 2 friends. She's got jeans. The jeans have a bunch of tapes just going straight, like blue tape going straight down, like a bunch of them, right? Going straight down. And then there's 2 ladies to the left and to the right, like 1 lady to the left, 1 lady to the right. Both of them are spray painting green onto the pants, and they're like, shh, shh, don't tell anyone as they're in fucking public. Okay. Ooh, man, they're really getting in there. Yep.
They're really getting in there.
They're really getting in there.
Can't wait to see the sequel.
I'm really. Okay, they're okay. They're getting down.
All right.
Is this the part two of the Beatles documentary?
Okay, they're still spray painting. I'm really waiting for like the next thing. Okay, they're taking the tape off, guys. They're taking.
They're Liam Neeson.
Wow, crazy. Where they spray painted, it was green. Where they didn't, wasn't green. I'm involved in this. Here, let's watch it together. They're saying that looks really good.
It does look really good.
Oh.
That looks really, really good.
Yeah, it looks good.
You just don't like her because she's probably a Facebook mom.
Probably is a Facebook mom. Okay, she's putting a sign on that says wet paint. Now she's going to a kid's park.
Oh, she's going to sit on the fucking bench. Oh, fuck. That was pure Andrew Globerman. Holy shit.
Is she actually going to sit on
the... She's sitting on the fucking bench. She's pretending that the bench has wet paint and that she's going to stand up. And that's the dude's really... going to be like, sitting on wet
that's
paint.
A stranger. That's totally not a stranger because they totally know that guy. They're just making it look like he's a...
Prove it.
Because they're all like this.
Prove
it. You can see my phone. You can see my phone in my phone.
She's so sly. That little minx. For our audio listeners.
This is pretty.
She's a total fox. Woof.
Whoa, mama. Can you do something? They're just sitting there.
What does the fox say?
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, that the zoom on the butt.
Zooey mama, am I right?
I want to go.
Auga.
Oh, she's getting up. She's getting up.
Tongue comically rolls out of mouth onto table.
Wow, that was it. Ha, it's almost like he fell for it.
The spoon's comically large.
That was a waste of like what? The last 10 minutes was a waste. Anyways, what's going on, guys?
I played Smash Bros. For the first time in a long time a couple days ago.
Nice. How was that?
I was playing with someone who also hadn't played Smash Bros. In a long time, and they were maining King DDD. So I had to play Kirby to beat their ass. Yep.
I want to get a Switch.
You should get one.
So I'll sell you mine. I literally will.
You said that. How much are you selling it for again?
I don't know.
Okay, well, get back to me.
How much are they going for it? Like, obviously not at market price, but I also have a lot of games on there that I just leave on there for you.
Oh, bitch.
Well, they're downloaded, so.
Aw, bitch.
I just let you use my Nintendo account.
Aw, bitch.
I played the new Mario Party Superstars. That's pretty good. I played that last night with Maggie, DJ, and Shady.
So I know we haven't had a lot of luck with, like, Nintendo wireless parties, but I'd be down to play Smash on stream again.
Absolutely.
We should do that, like have like more of like a LAN or whatever, like have everyone come over. We can just play that. I think that'd be fun.
I think that'd arguably be worse.
That'd be
having
a lot
everyone
worse.
Using the same Wi-Fi network.
No, as in like we all play off of the same Switch. I wouldn't say like real LAN. I'm just saying like we're all together in the same location.
I don't want to be near you.
We can get an HDMI.
You really
splitter.
Want fucking we just
Yeah.
Do you not remember the 24-hour stream and then the next 24-hour stream?
Honestly, that'd be pretty legit though, because like we could totally just get a cheap HDMI splitter and I could bring a TV so we're not all crowded around one.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that. That could be the first thing we do in the new garage studio.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
The new garage.
Yeah, the garage. I started my garage renovations today, so.
Ooh. Have we talked about the 24 stream on?
We didn't talk about doing a second one. I think you and I like talked about doing more during the last one.
Well, have it. Did we talk about the first one? Like, did we talk about like the aftermath, like the outcome of it on stream?
I don't think so. I crashed. I went to bed and slept the whole day.
Idiosyncrasies since then.
Yeah, that's true. I think we've done one. I think we did the wheezing since then, and that was it.
Was that after? Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But yeah. By the way, we're not doing that tomorrow. For those that knew we were doing it tomorrow, not doing that.
Sadly, anymore. Yeah, we will. have to schedule it. It's going to be sometime in December, most likely after Halo Infinite. Because next weekend's the 3rd and the 4th, which I work. So it's going to be around like right after Infinite comes out. But yeah, we can, I guess we can kind of recap on what happened last fucking time. It sucked.
I literally fell asleep during the last 6 hours. When we started Halo 2,
and yeah,
I was falling asleep.
Trey, there was like the first like 10 to 15 hours, you were okay. You know, you got a little crabby towards the end. And then like, I would say like mid to end of Combat Evolved, you were just pissed. You were so fucking pissed. And like, especially that one part in Two Betrayals. You know what I'm talking about? That giant battle area. And you're like, this sucks. Like, that was your mentality for like that like the next 5 hours. And after that, you like, I don't know what happened, but you had like a kind of a trippy moment where you're like losing your mind, laughing about random shit, going into like going head first in Halo 2, like just fucking fuck it. You like had a sword around the on the bridge, just fucking swinging it. She was funny.
Yeah, Two Betrayals like took it out of me. Like any energy I had left was gone after Two Betrayals because of that fucking battlefield. Like that just took it all out of me.
Yeah, and that like, fucking part sucked. And I watched a video after on like how the fuck do people play this? They literally just took a ghost, went straight in, jumped over a rock and got into the Banshee immediately. That's all we had to do. That's all we had to do was just hijack.
You and I were trying to play fucking Splinter Cells, sneaking around the side of the map.
Fucking like hiding behind rocks, staying far away from everyone, sniping all the fucking, you know, shit from afar, shit like that. It was like, motherfucker, they just took a ghost and drove right through it. Jared.
I still fucking see you, journey. Mini-me.
I put myself in a predicament because I put my foot through the arm and the wire. I'm like, oh shit, I can't exactly just slide out of this. So I pushed my chair back and then I fell down with my legs straight up.
For our audio listeners, Jared has just been sinking and slinking into his chair.
Oh, you know you had to do it to him.
No, he wasn't gonna give anybody a free show. That's for his OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Ah.
Sorry. Yummy gummy mommy 37 at OnlyFans.gov.
But yeah, I'm excited to do it again. Just get fucking Halo 2 out of the way.
Right.
Well, we should be able to complete that next one, and we should be able to get through Halo ODST and maybe touch 3.
Well, I was gonna say, since we're starting with Halo 2, it'll be fine because we're starting with Halo 2. We won't be ending with Halo 2 after we've already gone through two full games and are tired as shit.
Yeah. Well, because we're already... what did we get last time?
We got four levels in.
We got Cairo Station, Metropolis, and then the third one, which is basically the second level again. I think we started on the Arbiter, like the first Arbiter mission. I think that's where we left off, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So it goes downhill from there, just to let you know.
Downhill very easier
downhill as in what the fuck like the flood missions.
Oh, that's right, because the flood starts coming in on those and I
the flood suck.
Yep,
a lot. Gravemind and what was that mission? Gravemind and that mission alone for me was at least 2 hours. That was by myself. That first, it was the first room too. I told you about that, where like you immediately spawn, like the white goes away, and you immediately fucking die. Right. You immediately fucking die. There's another one too where you play as the Arbiter, and you're on I can't remember what that level is, but it's basically the Arbiter And he is on a ring. He was in the library, kind of. It's like the library of Halo 2. Where he's trying to get the fucking code, that little weird little penis shaped thing. I forget what it's called.
The index?
The index. That's what I couldn't think of what it's called. The little penis. You know, the penis shaped thing.
The penis thing.
That level fucking sucks. There's like a little gondola. There's like seven gondolas in Halo 2. Fucking, they all blew. All my homies love the penis thing.
Jared, but yeah, yet to really play and enjoy Halo has no affiliation with this conversation.
I legitimately want to play Halo Infinite because, like, when I started shitting on people, the toxicity made me happy. Like, it's like the challenge is I've only played games I'm good at for so long that like to play something I get shit on in, it's an adjustment.
Yeah,
right.
It takes a second.
It was so funny though. You and I playing, like, because I reset my computer, finally got everything working. I was able to play.
Oh, good.
So I've been like playing that a lot now, trying to get caught back up. But Jared and I were playing like the first day after I flashed everything, and we were doing a Fiesta game. We were doing really good, like fucking kicking everyone's asses. The game just ends, like it just stops, like it just freezes, looks like it's about to crash, guts to a loading screen. And we're both like, what the fuck?
Is that what you guys meant by, like, we're so good?
So
that
literally what fucking happened, I was on, like, a 7-player kill streak. I had a fucking hammer, fucking rocket hammer. Two people fly towards me. I whack the fucking ground, get both kills, and then the game fucking closed out. That's exactly what happened.
Like, for three, like, server these went down too and
much
everything.
Power. They got too much power. Too much. We need to cut it. Shut it all down. Shut them down. No, shut the whole thing down.
Apparently 9 kills is all it takes to shut down 343.
It's too close to a fucking, what is it called? A kill tactical
nuke. Tactical nuke.
Give me Call of Duty kill streaks in Halo Infinite, and I would play that game.
It would be activating the Halo ring.
It would be activating the engines of the Autumn.
yeah, that'd probably be better instead of wiping out the entire universe. Yeah, you killed 25 people in a row without dying. Yeah, let's just wipe the entire fucking universe.
Thanos,
you win.
Thanos was right.
What do you guys think of the multiplayer, though?
I enjoy it. The challenges can be a bit tough and a little weird sometimes, and I wish they gave more XP.
Yeah, the progression fucking sucks. They're working on it, which is good. Like, they've already made updates to it, which is nice. Mm-hmm. I will say the progression fucking sucks. My only problem is that, like, the lack of game modes.
I don't want to sound like the r/Halo subreddit, but like...
No. But like, they're right, though. Is that like... Come on.
The fact that like Fiesta isn't even its own game mode. The fact that you can't just pick game modes to play, that you have to just go quick play and it just randomly selects.
Yeah, it's either odd boss, Slayer. Yeah, there's no like dedicated servers, which is really fucking annoying.
I mean, if you think about it, that's what Overwatch does.
Yeah.
Which is annoying. I hate that. I wish I can just be able to be like, I want to do either deathmatch or zone, or, you know,
The difference with Overwatch, though, I think, is that, like, at least with Overwatch, either way, you know, you're kind of controlling some objective. Either it's a control point or you're moving a payload, which is just a moving control point. So,
and also that's been a staple of Halo. Like, Halo Reach on launch had Slayer, King of the Hill, it had Oddball, it had SWAT, it had Infection, it had everything. Like, no one ever talks about this, but like, modern games are so high demand. You know, they have, you know, it's a completely different setup, you know, than compared to games that came out like 10 years ago. Obviously, they're going to be a lot more harder to build and shit like that, so I give them credit for that, but like, still.
Well, that's the issue with Battlefield and Call of Duty, is they're pumping out the same fucking game every year.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything to reinvent the market.
Oh, because don't worry. Battlefield reinvented. They took away the scoreboard.
Did they really take away the scoreboard?
Yeah, it was like a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Because they're triple A fucking games right now. Like, they have to keep pushing out content, and they don't have time to do something revolutionary.
Which sucks, because, I mean, a lot of it is, you know, the actual corporate bullshit. You know, it limits what you're able to do. But, like, I don't get the mindset of, like, you think that you're going to keep player retention. I don't get the mentality, though, of thinking that you're going to be able to keep, you know, the player base
that's the thing they fucking do.
Right. Yeah, it works.
People are buying the name, not the game.
Yeah.
I know, but like still
it's like fucking NBA games.
I feel like you would have more of a player base if you had more options, because it allows people to be like, you know, I have more than just one thing, you know. That's just why I personally think, and two, it just sucks that I don't have dedicated Slayer, because I don't mind playing Capture the Flag and Oddball, but when people are playing those without a choice, they're just going to kill. They're not even going to fight for the objective.
I mean, at the same time, this is still the beta, right?
See, yeah, I don't know.
It might be a testing thing, because if people go in and they're only playing certain modes, the developers aren't going to notice the shit that's going wrong all of them.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that, like, on December 8th, when they fully launch the game, it will come out with more stuff. It's just when they say, you know, whatever, you know, it's the launch multiplayer, which, or what was it? I think they said day one multiplayer. They don't really, that's kind of vague. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean by day one? Is that
but they've been pretty clear. I mean, they've been pretty clear that this is the beta, and like that they've been quick to fix a lot of stuff that's come up.
Yeah, which is really nice. I just really hope that, like, on launch, that there's more options to do, because I want to be able to play like Team Snipers or Team SWAT or Infection. Man, Infection's gonna be so fucking fun. It's gonna be so fucking fun.
That's the biggest thing. Like, they do it in Master Chief Collection, like, and that's they've obviously been updating Master Chief Collection to have. So, like, just do that. Just do the separate games. Let me pick and choose which games I want to play. Then
a lot of people, like the UI. I don't mind it. I think the UI is fine. I think it's okay. I think it's fine. It works. It's a little weird to get used to at first. I do not like, we already talked about the progression system. I think they had the perfect progression system in MCC. I thought it was perfect, but I don't know. Hopefully they fix that, but yeah. That's my two cents on the game.
Well, the game was free, so it's actually $10 because you got the battle pass.
I also did get the battle
pass. I got the battle pass too. Which, that is the one thing, though, like, I will say, with their progression system and stuff, their battle pass is you buy it once and you can, at least for now, you can keep unlocking it after the season is over. At least that's how they're advertising it. So that's pretty cool. Like, I'm happy about that. No. At least then it doesn't.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that. If they had it where it's soft locks and shit, I would have not been a happy fucking camper. Right. You know, I would have been really pissed off about that. But I really don't like the idea of battle passes in general, but like the way that they're doing it, it's the best way to do it, I guess.
Yeah,
I think Halo has always been pretty good about like monetization, even though I think that in general it should not be allowed or whatever. But like Halo 5 had fine, because it was all cosmetic. It was nothing that like changes the actual gameplay. It was only cosmetic. So
I'm going to stop you right there for just a second. We got a word from our sponsors.
This episode of Idiosyncrasies is sponsored by the Car Crash Productions Store. The holiday season is here, and it's time to dig out those ugly Christmas sweaters. But did you know there's something uglier than an ugly Christmas sweater? It's three white dudes with a podcast on an ugly Christmas sweater. This sweater is sure to turn heads and make everybody ask, why are there faces on your sweater? And you can get yours now through January 1st at carcrashproductions.store. And when you use code IDIO15 at checkout, you can get 15% off your order, making this the best time to get all that merch you've been waiting to get. Once again, that's carcrashproductions.store, CarcrashProductions.store. Use code IDIO15 at checkout. Let's get back to the show.
All right. Thank you, past me, for that ad read. All right. I am a sellout. You are correct. Guys. going on here?
I said to buy the merch.
Who the fuck this bitch trying to sell me merch? Down with capitalism. Yes, 15% your order. You are correct, Maggie. I made sure I said it right. All right, I made sure I wasn't making that mistake again.
So how's everyone's day?
It's pretty good.
What?
Pretty good.
What?
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 Oh fuck! Why does that ding so many times? Oh, thank you for the gifted sub to AU Firefox. Thank you, Maggie, for gifting the sub. I appreciate it.
Ryan's gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
That was like five dinks. Yeah, I don't know why that dinked so many times. I'll have to look into that one.
We dink it on stream? On God?
Ball cam. Five dinks.
Was that really five dinks? Damn. Five dinks.
You called some breakdowns last night.
We had Jared, you look on stream. Jared, you look humongous with that bottle.
But yeah, we had a fucking wholesome breakdowns last night. So if you did not watch that, go check out the VOD.
I didn't watch it.
Hawkeye was alright.
It was alright.
Alright.
What's the premise? Give me a
watch
rundown.
Watch the show or watch the stream. That doesn't go on here.
We don't talk about shows on here. What do you think we are?
That's what fucking awesome is for.
Sellouts.
It's just Kate Bishop becoming Hawkeye. That's like the whole show.
Yep.
Which one's Kate Bishop?
She's a new character.
A new character.
I'm gonna have to do some research. Do they talk?
Watch the show.
She's Hawkeye.
Do they talk about at all Black Widow's sister?
No, she's on the cast list.
Yeah. Hmm.
She hasn't been mentioned yet in the show though, so it's probably gonna be like a last episode or last episode post credit thing.
Yeah. Oh, there's a dog.
Pizza dog.
There is a dog. Pizza dog. Or
I might watch it
in the comics.
I might watch it. I hope they bring the original Hawkeye outfit where he has spandex tights and bell bottoms and a stupid hat.
No. He does get a purple suit though.
I was like, he gets a purple suit. They're going with the Matt Fraction comic here. Not
Yeah, it's the graphic novel, the Avengers comic book run.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
I just watched the Black Widow movie like not even last week.
It's good. I liked the Black Widow movie.
It was okay. It was pretty good.
The third act was pretty rough, but I mean, it's pretty typical for a Marvel movie. It's kind of have a more lackluster third act.
Yeah, I didn't get the whole like, oh, they're not that you can't find them because we didn't look up. Shoot. All this time. Could have just looked up and be like, oh, yeah, you didn't see the giant fucking spinning thing holding women.
Yep. I'm interested to see how Shang-Chi ties into the universe now. Like, that post-credit scene was pretty interesting. What about a Velcro statue?
I didn't see. Is it Shang or Shang?
Shang. Because it's like Sean, but Shang.
I'm sorry, my dog yelped.
Oh, okay.
Dog!
That was me,
dog.
Sorry.
Are you yelping, dog? Come here,
sorry,
dog
sorry.
Boy.
Sorry, that's me.
Don't look at my room, it's a fucking mess. I have Christmas gifts and trash and Arizona.
What'd you get us? Oh my god, that was another dink.
Oh.
Sorry, I don't have the...
Do the fucking message!
I don't have the voice of text.
Oh my god, man!
Don't worry, I'll do it. I will PayPal you a dollar.
Wait.
I'll Venmo you a dollar.
Was there a bet?
No, donated so I could hear
on my other stream layout. I have it set up so that it has the text to speech donation readout.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have it on this one And so Jared donated a dollar with just an obscene text to try and get the voice to text to read it.
Whose horse is that?
I think it was Kelsey. Yeah. Angus? No. Yeah, I remember he was like fucking like this big.
He's like a potato.
Yeah, he was like this big when we first got him. He's gotten fucking humongous. It's been like a month.
Is he still shitting in your shoes?
No, not shit on shoes, just shit on the floor, which prefer. Good. Yeah, no shoe shitting. No shoe shitting on my watch. Yeah, that was a bit. Sorry about that.
The spirit of the old Western man took over.
Yeah, no goddamn shit.
All right,
we're out of content. What do you want to do next? Yeah,
I don't have anything more. So. Well, good talking to you all this week. Hopefully we can do it again next week. Yep. Jared? Send us out. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Idiocracy!